A beginning is a very delicate time. Which is exactly why your illuminated manuscripts need to nail it from the get-go. The next time you're plotting a treatise on the nature of the chaotic damned, discourses pertaining to the thaumaturgical rites, or even noting down a recipe you picked up in the moot, you need von Schussheim's patented wipe-clean parchment. One swipe and wow, it's like your mistakes never were. Have you been channeling the powers of Ulgu, or are you just one smart consumer? Von Schussheim's parchments, the only choice for the discerning chronicler. But coming right up, we are here to give you, yes, you, a one-stop primer on, well, everything. Isn't that right, Bimbop? That's right, I am, as ever, joined by my wonderfully erudite co-host, the finest schnitzel hole in the entirety of the moot, Bimbop.
Ah, that's me. Great to be here as always, Aki.
Great to have you in the box, Bimbop. And yes, it is me, Big Aki, with the juiciest tidbits those other two don't bother to pepper into their commentary.
You mean shit.
I'd like to remind my co-host we are legally obligated to never mention their names.
Ow.
Hey, Bimbop.
Pain.
Bimbop, haven't you ever wondered how this beautiful game of ours came to be?
To be quite honest, Ducky, I haven't cared about this game since my wife died.
Well, of course you have. Well, it began ages ago. Like, ages and ages ago. At least 100 years.
Long time.
Yeah, you said it, pal. Of course, back then, the world was a very different place. You remember war? Terrible concept. Why make war when you can just game? But that's what they did back then. Back then, if you can believe it. They all went to these battlefields and just started killing each other, until one side had done more killing and was considered the victor.
Barbaric. Not a pigskin in sight.
Indeed, Bimbop, indeed. Of course, any reasonable person could see that such a system of conflict was completely unsustainable. How would anyone want a world that was consumed by only war?
Impossible. Horrible. Morally bankrupt. When are you supposed to ingest dabber dogs if you're busy stabbing folk?
And how? Something had to be done. So along comes this dwarf.
Inferior short entity. Starved little beardling.
Yeah, just so, just so. But oh, he would rock the world to its core. You see, this one dwarf had been parley to a great find. During a vicious battle to the death between his lads and some orcs, ceasefire had been called so that both sides could have a chat about who was going to die more and die better. Yeah, one orc just decided to wander off, looking for something to eat, and while he was digging around, he found the entrance to a vast dome, filled with strange armor and covered in strange symbols.
Eldritch horrors.
Yeah, well, not quite. This lad had stumbled onto something huge. Now, a lot of both sides couldn't, you know, read, because reading gets you thinking, and thinking gets in the way of killing, am I right? Yeah. But this one dwarf was there, and he insisted that he be given a go.
The dwarf from earlier, Rose L.
Yes, the OG Sacred Commissioner, founder of this great, brave new world of ours. For he, yes, he was the one who deciphered those strange texts within. They spoke of a weird and wonderful thing, a game, which those guys in those days, yeah, it must have sounded so strange, right? War, but without killing? Miss me with that.
You're missing something, Rocky. Nuffle!
Yep, yeah, that's it right there. Nuffle was the god of this sport, Rosel found out, a deity of the great game, and in his words were laid out the tenets of Blood Bowl.
Yay, sports.
Yeah, so war was over, and now all the contests in the world could now be decided on the field, the only field that matters, the pitch of the great Nuffle Amorkian Football League.
American?
Yeah, Amorkian, the strange, far-off, probably completely mythical land Nuffle first wrought his game in.
A shitty backwater. Return to Moot. Embrace food.
You got it, pal. But hey, it can't be all bad, because we have peace. War, that's a thing of the past, because who needs it when you have the glorious sport of Blood Bowl to decide it all for us?
Gave us the balls, too.
Yes, they did, because it wasn't just world peace that Blood Bowl has brought to us, but all the great things we never had before. Because, of course, everyone in the world can't just pile into these stadiums. The great commissioners had to just bring it home. So they brought together the finest wizards in the world to put the scrying crystals in every house so that no one has to miss out on any of the action.
We weren't allowed to watch Necromancer's Broadcasting Circle when I was a kid. Pa said it was liberal.
My colleague is, of course, referring to the perfidious NBC network, which obviously you will not need to be hearing any more about, as we are now going out live right here on the Association of Broadcasting Conjurers in proud partnership with Bloodweiser Beer. Bloodweiser, it's still technically beer. Shut up, Bimbo. You can't say that name.
Aye. You can't talk to me like that. I have over 50,000 followers on Skitter.
Yes, but they're all Skaven. I bet most of them are automata.
That's it. You're going to the top of training for this. Getting out of here.
This video and this channel were made possible thanks to the very kind donations and support from my Patreon subscribers. If you'd like to help support the channel, head on over to patreon.com/oculusimperia. If you'd like to receive more updates about the channel and any future videos, you can contact me or follow me on Twitter @OculusImperia. Otherwise, please like, subscribe, comment, let me know your feedback, and as ever, thank you very much for watching.